So last time we talked about the big machlokas rishonim about how you're allowed to dry your hands on a towel. So there are a number of possible reasons why it might be mutter. According to the Ri, assuming that your towel is clean, it's okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be mutter because it's derech lechluch. Theoretically, you could wonder what Rabbeinu Tam would say if your hands are totally clean. Would it still be derech lechluch? But the pashtus is that it's always derech lechluch when you dry your hands on a towel. It's, according to the Tur, B'Shem the Bahag, it's mutter only if there's a little bit of water. According to Maram, it would dafka be if your towel's made out of wool. According to the Riva, it would be mutter because you're not mechavein for kibbutz. According to Maram, like, oh, we said that yet. According to Reim, even that doesn't work. And basically all the kulas don't work. But he has his own kula, like we said, that if your hands are already mostly dry, then that's not going to be a shriya so zuhi kubuso. So therefore, according to that view, you should just shake off your hands before drying it. So those are the different shitos. Yes?
The kula that appears in the Gemara about squeezing water out of the bedid, mishum libon vet, or like shaking, like Rabbi Yosef shaking his hat, that if you're, because he wasn't makbid,
yes,
in the hat. So it sounds like we're saying Shiyosei Kibuso would not have that kula.
We didn't get to that sugya yet at all. The question is that sugya, what is that talking about? First of all, that's not talking about shriya. That's talking about schita.
Right. No,
so if it's talking about anything. According to Rashi, we're talking about dust.
Well, the latter case is...
But okay.
Dust.
But in terms of... You're right. In terms of that. So that is a different shayla. So I'm gonna table it now. It's not a shayla. Our whole discussion thus far is all about shriya. It's about getting things wet. Right? Now we have...
Meaning it sounds like we can't take for granted that that would apply to shriya.
That's the question, right? So now, if you learn like the Riva, so then there might be a relationship between those two sugyos. In other words, kavana makes a difference, right? Whereas the other answers don't need to come on to that. The reason why this is mutter is regardless, because it's derech lechluch, or because the towel is clean, or the like, right? Good. So, but at the end of the day, really, there are two mainstream shitos. We're going to call Ri or Tosfos. We'll call it the Ri for simplicity's sake. And Rabbeinu Tam. Both of which would certainly permit you to dry your hand with a clean towel. Now, could you... Let's go back to that question. Could you dry your hands, according to the Ri, on a towel that isn't so clean? Right. Remember, what was the Ri's whole kula? Right, the Ri asked the Shaila, why are you allowed to go into the river with your clothing on to visit your Rebbe? Why don't we say Shiyasu Kibuso? The Ri said, yeah, it's because your clothing are clean. So let's say your clothing aren't clean. So the Ri said, you couldn't go into the river, right? Let's say the towel isn't clean. So if the towel isn't so clean, could you use it to dry your hands? Right? In Eretz Yisrael, My grandfather used to daven in the Vishnitzer Shtibel.
I used a towel the whole summer. I never used a towel.
The Vishnitzer Shtibel had, and this was really bad, because usually you could just avoid it, but the problem is I'm a Kohen. So you have to wash your hands in a little davening. There are no paper towels. Now, this towel was so gross So I think if I were to dry my hands with this towel, I would be cleaning the towel. Right? What would the Ri say? So for Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it would be okay. It's derech lechluch still. But it's definitely not a clean towel. So what would the Ri say? So again, I think Rabbeinu Tam would say it's okay. Every Shabbos this came up in Vishnitz. So you just have to find a chassid and ask if you could use their Becca shift. You could dry your hands on that. So
the leather ones.
Right. No, they're clean. Clean Vekasha. So, okay. So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be okay to use those towels. It's Derech Lech Lech. What about according to the Ri? So the Prima Gadim says, it's Eshel Avram Shin Beis Tess. He says that the Ri would actually answer that. So if you want to be Choshish for the Ri, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah thinks you should be Choshish for the Ri. If you want to be Choshish for the Ri, so you can't use the towel on Vishnitz and Shabbos.
What happens if you shook it like the Urim right away?
That's a question. We don't know if the Ri holds of that kula, potentially. Now, this gets into a question that we raised earlier, which is, Donnie brought it up also after Shir, to what degree does the Ri disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? So I think the Prima Gadim over here is basically saying that the Ri utterly rejects the Heter of Rabbeinu Tam of Derech Lech Lech, and he would only permit drying your hands if the towel's actually clean. Here the towel's unclean, and therefore it would be aser. However, the Mishnah Berura in the Bir Halacha, Siftes Dibur Maschil She'ein, thinks, he's a little bit unsure, but he thinks that we could permit this even according to the Ri. Why? Because Lamaisa, I'm not actually cleaning the towel by doing this, right? So how could it be aser? Right? I'm not dirtying the towel, that's for sure. It can't get dirtier. It's reached its maximal dirtiness possible. Saturated in dirt. But I'm not cleaning it either. By drying my wet hands on this towel, it is not getting cleaner. And therefore, how could anyone say it's aseratz kibas? The only time there is machmir is where there's urine on the towel. So by drying your hands on it, you're diluting the smell, the intensity of the urine. That's what allows tefillah. And therefore, he's going to be machmir in that case. In other words, even if at once you're dirtying the towel, but you're also cleaning the towel in a certain sense, so that's when he's machmir. But
like just Mordechai that would be quoted about being like some
lechlach? Well, no, I don't think you have to come on to that. I'm saying here, it's related, perhaps, but I think the Bir Halacha is making a simpler point, more straightforward, which is that Lamaisa, if you're making something, if you're not cleaning, it can't be aser, als kibus. And the towel in Vishnitz is not getting cleaner when I dry my hands on it. Again, it's not getting dirtier. It's not getting cleaner either. And it's not like, it's not like the towel with Mei Raglayim, where you're in some way, you know, diluting the intensity of the Mei Raglayim, and no. So therefore, if you're not, you know, if you're getting it dirtier or you're keeping it the same, can't possibly be kibus. Now this, in other words, to put it a little differently, this might, it's a shaila in what the Ri meant. And in a sense, it might also relate to the shaila of what Rabbeinu Tam meant, right? If you think Rabbeinu Tam is saying that if it's derech lech lech, it's mutter, even if you're actually cleaning it, and that's the only thing the Ri rejects, so then the Ri could be more expansive. If you think that Rabbeinu Tam is matir it only because you're actually being melachlech, and still, even though you're being melachlech, the Ri is machmir, so you don't necessarily have to go as far as the Prima Gadim, but you might be more inclined to read it that way. Anyway, so that is a machlokas bedas hari. Machlokas bedas hari is the Ri only matir if it's clean, but if it's dirty under all circumstances, he would be machmir. That's the view of the Prima Gadim. Or perhaps the Bir Halacha says no. Since this is melachlech, it's derech lechlech, and the like, you're not cleaning it in any way, the Ri would concede that it's mutter. Okay, so how do we paskin on this shaila? First we'll talk about the Ri, then we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam. How do we paskin? Do we accept the kula of the Ri, that we don't say shriyasu zel kibusa with a clean clothing, or not? So there are two deos in the Rama on this, in Simon Shin Bei Siftes, and it sounds like the Iker is lahakel. He says you can't put too much water, because Exer Shem Yisachet, that's why we'll get more into that detail a little later. So you can't saturate the Beged with may raglaim with water. But presumably then, the reason why you're allowed to go in the water to visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur is a special kula for mitzvah, so we're not concerned gzeirus hamisachet. We waived that issert sometimes. But fundamentally, the Ramah sounds like he's more inclined to accept the view of the Ri. The Mechaber, though, does not bring the view of the Ri at all. So maybe he's Machmir. On the other hand, and support for that is because the Mechaber basically paskins like the Rashbam. Right? The Rashbam, remember, said when you have the talus on fire that you can't put the water on the periphery of the talus, even though the talus is clean. So that would indicate that he rejects the Ri. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps. We'll see in a moment, does he hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but at least he holds like Rashbam, he rejects the Ri. On the other hand, the Mechaber in Siman Shin Beis Siftes is the following lashon. He says, Aval bebeged sheyesh alav lichloch asra filu shach shecho dezeu kibuso. So it sounds like if your clothing are dirty, then you can't put water on it, because shriyaso zeu kibuso. But if it were clean, it would be mutter. Which sounds like that the Mechaber does hold of the Ri. So there's a question. How do you read the Mechaber? So this is a debate among the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham already raises this issue, and the approach of the Machzis HaShekel is that when the Mechaber does hold of the Ri, as the Lashon over here indicates, it's only Aser if it's dirty to put water on it. Aye, then how does he paskin like Rashbam? Answer is, Gzeir Hashem HaYischot. Aye, but in the Beis Yosef, he said the reason for Rashbam wasn't Gzeir Hashem HaYischot. What was it? It was because of Kibbutz. You see that the Mechaber was Choser. Mechaber was Choser from what he said in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, he understood that the reason for Rashbam was because of Kibbutz. But he read the Magen Avraham, his Mechaber in the Magen Avraham, and he changed his mind. And you see that from the Lashon over here, where the Mechaber emphasizes that the reason when is it also to put water in a baguette? When it's a dirty baguette. The Gra understood the Mechaber didn't change his mind, and therefore, if he's paskening like Rashbam, it's because he's rejecting the Ri. This, by the way, the Master Shekel is on Magen Avraham Chaf Aleph, the one that we talked about last time. And you have to say that the Lashon is a little bit Lav Dafka over here in the Shulchan Aruch, I think. The Gra himself, though, is Mekel. He says it's mutter if you're not mechavein lechibus. So basically, according to the Gra, to be mutter, you need two conditions. Number one is beged naki. Number two is that you're not mechavein lekvisa. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Memchas, says that since it's a dairaisa shayla, you should be machmir. In other words, you should not follow the leniency of the Ri. If it's not derech lichluch, if it's not derech lichluch, but the clothing is clean, the cloth is clean, you have to be machmir, it's a deraisa shayla. But if you look at the Bir Halacha, in Simen Shin Chaf, Sif Yud Ches, Dimas Chol Tov, he says that Beis HaTzorech, you could be somech on Rov Poskim that do hold of the Ri. So even though he says deraisa shayla should be machmir, maybe there's a little room for leniency b'shas adchak, but not a lot of room for leniency b'shas adchak, because in the Bir Halacha over here, Simen Shin Beis, Sif Yud, he considers the following shayla. Are you allowed to, we'll talk actually after we finish Liban, I want to talk about bathing on Shabbos and Yantif. Well, let's say you're giving a bath to your baby on Yantif. So let's assume for the moment there's no problem in terms of the water for giving a baby a bath on Yantif. But there's a problem with the bath mat. You want to use a bath mat. Not like to dry your toes off. To put in the bathtub. Let's imagine like the baby's bathtub is like a wooden tub in it. I don't know. The baby's going to get splinters if you don't put down a towel on the bottom of the tub, right? So you want to put some type of towel, bath mat, I don't know what it is, some Yiddish word he uses, but let's call it a towel. So you want to put a towel on the bottom of the baby bath. So is that okay, or is it aser? So he says, well, According to the Ri, it's going to be mutter, because the towel is clean, right? The towel's clean, and it's going to be mutter. According to Reino Tam, not clear. Not clear. Might not be derech lach lach, because the bathwater is also clean. So in the end of the day, he's matir, and he says, I'll tell you why I think you could be mekel, because since the baby we treat as a chol l'shem bo sakada, the reason, presumably over here, you're treating, giving the baby a bath, because you think that the baby needs a bath. It's not just like, you know, for fun, but for health reasons, the baby needs a bath. Sometimes babies need baths. And so he says that since it's a chol l'shem bo sakada, that sort of overcomes two things that we would normally prohibit. Number one is the concern of kibbutz. And he says, because according to the Ri, like we said, it's mutter. And even if you don't accept the Ri, it's going to be melacha shein etzricha legufa. Why? Because you're not, your kavanah isn't to wash the towel. Your old kavanah over here is just like the baby doesn't get a splinter, right? And if you don't put a towel under the baby, it's going to get a splinter. So you're not trying to clean the towel. And any cleaning that takes place is certainly and it's Rikha Gufa. Now it's interesting here because we saw that though there are some Rishonim that are Matu and it's Rikha Gufa for Chola, She'ein Bo Sakana, most Rishonim and La Halacha, we don't accept that. But I assume over here he's saying, look, since this is worst case scenario in Issa D'Rabbanan, because Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, because it's Ein Rikha Gufa, so we'd be Somech on the Ri, B'makom Choli, right? In other words, if it was a Vade Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, the Mishnah Berurah is a Mekel for Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But he's saying, look, since this is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, so it's worst case in Sedra Rabbanan, we'll be able to follow the Ri B'makom Chola. And then, second of all, the second thing that Chola permits here is the concern of Shechita. Now, there's normally we wouldn't allow this. Even a Ri would answer this, because Gzeir Hashem Yischot, right? When you put this towel under the in a baby bath, so you're now, even if there's no kibbutz issues, there's a chashash shechita issue. And here we're going to be matir that because it's a chola. Good. But l'maisa, then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you can ask a guy to put the cloth into the towel into the bath, that's better. So you see that even though in Siman Shin Chaf he says, b'shas adchak, you could follow the Ri, but he's not very excited about it, right? That's why he's working very hard here to try to avoid relying on the Ri, and he says, really, you should have the guy put down the bath mat into the bathtub. Fine. Then he quotes an interesting Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is willing to be Mako, even if the towel is dirty, to use it for this bath mat type thing. Why? Because it's Einer Tzricha L'Gufa. But the Mishnah Berurah says, that's wrong. Because during the week, what would you do? Let's say after you give the baby the bath in this, with this dirty bath mat. So you'd hang it up to dry, and it would end up being clean, cleaner. Okay, it's not gonna be very clean. You didn't like launder it. But if you have this dirty bath mat that you put into the bathtub and then, you know, you hang it out to dry, so it'll be, you know, it might be cleaner than when it started, right? So it's true that that's not your kavana. Your kavana of putting this bath mat here is what? Just so the baby doesn't slip or get a splinter or whatever it is. But lamaisa, you're cleaning it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and the Prima Gadim says it is. Now, what are they arguing about? It sounds a little bit, actually, like the Prima Gadim is saying, if it's not your primary intent, we'll still look at it as Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, if it's a secondary objective, then we'd have to treat it as Tzricha L'Gufa, unless they're disagreeing about the Metzias. And, you know, the Prima Gadim would agree to Mishnah Berurah if assuming his assessment of the Metzias is correct.
Isn't that what they're arguing about?
It's interesting because it's not what they're arguing about in terms of their words, right? The Prima Gadim is Matir Alts in a Tzricha L'Gufa, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's going to be Tzricha L'Gufa. You're saying, if I recall, you can take a look, that's what I recall they're saying. You're saying, I'm going to say it's Aser for a different reason. Because
the
heter of lo nichalei, but this is you're saying it's nichalei. You're saying even if the prima gadim, so you're saying it's metzias machlokas.
Well, so maybe. I thought according to is a
yes. That's then, correct. Say the other way. Creation of lo nichale is potter because it's ain't a tzricha l'gufa. So the prima gadim must be, you're saying it's lo nichale. In which case, what you're saying is it can't be. Of course, if they're not arguing, they must be arguing in the Nitzias, because otherwise it's hard to understand. I think that's probably, that makes sense.
Yeah,
not exciting. Okay, so it's not exciting. So we just, first we asked, do we pass on like three? And at least the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you should not. Do we pasken like Rabbeinu Tam? That there's a hatter of Derech Luch Luch. So the hatter of Derech Luch Luch is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, which is sort of interesting because neither the Re nor the Rabbeinu Tam at least makes its way explicitly in the Mechaber. But the Rama in Sif Yud cites this view, and the Rama says we follow Rabbeinu Tam. So certainly you're allowed to dry your hands on a towel. Now, what's interesting is that, you know, if you put together the Rama in Sif Tes and the Rama in Sif Yud, it sounds like we both hold of the Re and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, even though there's not necessarily a hachreach for the Gemara from both of those, because these are really two different answers to answer the same question, but they still might be both true, and they're very mistaber. And again, when you look at the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, it doesn't sound like the Re necessarily has to reject Rabbeinu Tam, only his application in terms of Meir Glayim. So again, certainly for Ashkenazim, it's Mutter L'chora. Now it's not so Pashat. There's a Magen Avram Simin Shin Chaf Sif Katan Chaf Dalid. We're going to get to that soon. It's by Tzoveya. And I don't want to get into it right now so much. The Mechaber over there brought down the opinion of the Urayim that says that, let's say you, your hands are dirty because you had strawberries. You can't dry your hands on a cloth napkin, clean your hands on a cloth napkin because of a chashash of tzoveya. And the Magen Avraham there says that the Radvaz is meiko. Why? Because it's derech lichluch. And he says, just like Rabbeinu Tam is matir kibos when it's derech lechloch, so too the Radvaz is mekel on tzoveya because it's derech lechloch. But he says, look, lemaisa, since you should be machmir, and kol shekain, and then he says it's a kol shekain. In other words, if they're machmirim against Rabbeinu Tam by kibos, kol shekain, to be machmir against the Radvaz, like the Urayim by Tzoveya. And therefore, he says, L'maisa, you should be machmir. Now, it's unclear if he means to say, but you only have to be machmir by Tzoveya because that's worse. So you can't wipe your dirty hands on a cloth napkin, but you can dry your dirty hands on a towel in terms of kibbutz. Or he might sort of sound like you should be machmir and you shouldn't even follow Rabbeinu Tam's by Kibos's view. But he might not be machmir. Maybe he's only machmir by Tzoveya. Anyway, what does the Mechaber hold? So, as we said, well, first of all, the Mechaber brings down the Maram Yireim that you should shake off your hands first before drying them. But he says that as a chumrah of sorts, not medina, tov, you should, it's good to be menag veim. But, so he thinks, obviously, the Mechaber holds that l'chatchila, you should do that, but it sounds like Mikaradin, you don't need to. So what does he hold like Mikaradin? Does he hold like the Re? Does he hold like Rabbeinu Tam? Does he hold like the Mishnah Berurah that the Re and Rabbeinu Tam agree, at least when it's derech melachlech? Not so clear. Again, we had a machlokas before between the Magen Avraham and Agra, or at least between the Machzor Shekel and Agra, whether he held of the Re's answer. It's hard to know for sure what the Mechaber Shita is. Lamaisa, though, Sfardi therefore should ideally shake off their hands before drying. The Pashtus, as an Ashkenazi, doesn't need to do this because except maybe if he's choshish for Rabbi, that stringent reading of the Magen Avraham. Yeah, Rav Adi's Mekel? Why?
I assume so, but I thought Adam would be here.
You were saying that as a joke.
Probably not a joke, but...
Okay.
But Lamaisa question, though?
Yes.
According to that story with Rav Safra and Rav Acha by Yosef Malwick, Kis Kruse, Kitnisa Bishabasa, so everyone agrees that... the question is, my main kavanah to soften the cloth, or since yeah. it does clean a little bit, so therefore it's still a problem. So Rav Safra said, Shapir Dami, even though it's cleaning up a little bit, but you're still mostly mechavin l'rakiko. So too over here, the Prima Garden makes a lot of sense. Like, even though...
it's a derabanan shayla, and it's... No? It's a whole... Well, let's wait till we get there. In other words, whatever we're talking about over there, very strange mitzvahs, making the clothing shiny or something like that, we're not really talking about kibbutz. And...
there's a side benefit to it.
Yeah, but that was a merci type of halacha. Prima Gadim is saying it's an Isidore Raisa. So we have to get back to that Gemara. We will Bezos the Sheb, but I don't know if that's going to have much impact on here. Okay. So a very common question that comes up is like this: there's a spill on Shabbos, right? Let's start with a big spill. So you want to put some towels on the floor. Let's say it's a spill of water, right? Are you allowed to put down towels on the floor to clean up the spill? That's the shaila. So l'chayra, it should be water, right? If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's derech lech loch. And if you hold like the Ri, assuming you're using dirty, clean towels or clean rags, or the like, then it should also be okay. And if you're, and also, you know, you're not machavin anyway. So l'chor, that should be mutter. Now, there's another problem, though, which is if it's a lot of water, do we have to be concerned of gzera shama yischot, because it's my merubim, right? If we take a look at simin shindei sif yod, even once we've solved the problem of kibbutz, right, of shriyas zeu kibbutzo, but we still might have a different problem of gzeira shema yischot. The Rama says, "Avalaser litein my mamish almei raglaim kedei levatlam." Why? So one reason is because maybe it's a gzera, it's a sikresha for kibbutz. And the second reason, as we see over here, because there's a concern of shema yischot. So when does that apply? That's going to be the question over here. When are we concerned that you'll come to Shechita?
In this particular case, would it really be considered at least a Shechita Malabim? Would it really be a Shechita Malabim? Like, I assume for most people, if they're already putting their towels on the floor to clean up the spill, they're not really makbid about cleaning the towels.
So let's talk about that. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Mem Zion, and Simon Shin Beis, on the Lo Merubim, sorry, this is going on Siftes, right? It says over here, Aval Begash Ishalav Lichlach, Afil Azel Chibuzo, Hagav Begash Inalav Lichlach, Mutter Lassis Alav Mayim, Mu'atim, Elom Erubim, Shema Yischot. Yeshua's calling it. So Elom Erubim, Vemu Davar Shein Makbid Al Meimav, Umenicha Kamazmanim Amayim, Logazino Shema Yischot. So the halacha is that if this is the type of thing that you don't care about shechita, in other words, when it gets wet, when is it that we go there atu shechita? When it's a type of cloth that when it gets wet, you tend to squeeze it out. But if it's a type of thing that you don't tend to squeeze out, you leave it saturated with water, then it's okay. And if you take a look, that's why... And Simon Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph, he says towards the bottom, Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is talking about exactly our case, right? You have a spill on your table, nishpach mayim al shulchan, and you want to dry it off with a towel. So paper towels are okay. We'll get to a little bit later, maybe the dinim of paper towels, but probably paper towels more likely you don't squeeze it out, you just throw them out. But if you want to use a towel or a rag, so that sounds like it's aser. But at the same time, could we make the case that no, for us, a towel, a rag is not makbid al meimav, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Aleph, Kuf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Kuf Ayin Beis. The Ramah again here, Begadim Shurim Mayim Asal Nagvim Selach Leish, Hagav Asal Taltalim, can't carry a wet towels or Begadim, Shamayav Lidei Shechita, Vuhushim Makbid Al Meimav. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Behusha makbid al meimav, haynu shein rotza shia b'hamayim." You don't want the water to be in them. Aval matlonios, I guess it's rags, sheshriim tamid b'mayim and lachash umoter b'telto. Then there's no concern. So how do you deal with rags? So I would have thought that you could make the case that it's mutter. What happens, let's say, even during the week, if there's a spill and you're going to use towels or rags to clean it up? You know, I'm very environmental, so I don't like using paper towels. I like using towels and rags, but I don't squeeze it out. I just throw them in the dirty rags bin, and then, you know, the next time we're doing a laundry load of rags, so then we'll wash them. So then you could argue it's mutter. On the other hand, maybe you would say it's aser, because sometimes what do? You do squeeze it out, especially if it's really a large spill. What you might do is you take it and you clean up as much as will go in, and then you squeeze it in the sink, and then you take it out again and use it another time. So then maybe it should be aser.
But even if you do that, why is that aser?
So you're saying that is not. So we're going to get back to that in just a minute, actually, when we talk about Mr. Chreisid and Azaisa. What you're arguing is that it is not an act of cleaning when you squeeze out that dirty water, right? So you could argue on two grounds. You could argue on the grounds that it is definitely part, in a sense, you, by getting rid of the dirty water, it is a little cleaner because there's less dirty water in it. Okay, you're still not going to use it, you know, after your shower. But moreover, you could argue That's still part of the laundering process.
And what do you do with Gemara?
Why?
You're squeezing out water, but you're not makmid on the cleanliness of the object.
No, you're not squeezing out water.
You're shaking off water.
Nah. Oh, so good. So we'll talk about that. Let's talk about what's the heter over there. Mm-hmm. So you want to say that from that Gemara you see that when you're assuming, you're making an assumption that the Gemara over there is talking about absorbed water, not just some towel that's on your shoulder pads, but actually water that's absorbed. And by shaking it out, that's the same thing as chita.
We're
going to get there.
That would have been, okay.
This is a machlokas, I think. And as I said, this also gets back to the question of the machlokas rishonim, as I said, by Ibn Sukhraisid and Nezaisa. This might be what the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam are arguing about. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no kibbutz over there when you squeeze out the wine from the baguette. The Ran says there is. It is kibbutz. Why is it kibbutz? Well, you're getting out the dirty wine. The wine is dirty in terms of the baguette. You're squeezing out the dirty stuff. And that might be kibbutz also. So I think this is actually a machlokas, which we're going to get to over there. But that's relevant over here. Now, the fact is that the Mishnah Berurah, at the very least, takes for granted that this is usher. If you're going to squeeze it, right? That's what he says. He's talking about cleaning up a spill.
Really, maybe it's Dutch. Didn't we have a machlokas whether holy chlewood is not just
what's
clean
the
or
difference
not?
Between
you,
shakos and kvashin? What's our proof on
that? Wait. You think that the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Beis...
I'm saying maybe there's a Dir Shem Yisro because of Dash.
Doing Mesach Raisa and Nezaisa first. So let's say it this way. We have over here Gzeir Shem Yischot when you're Makbid Al Meimav, right? Now, Makbid Al Meimav means not that you want the stuff out, but you don't want it in, right? In other words, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If you're bothered to leave these rags wet, then it's usher alt gzeira shema yischot. If you don't mind leaving them wet, then it is. It sounds to me that it's an issue of kibbutz. But you're saying no, maybe it's an issue of dash. Okay, one way or the other.
But even if you said it was dash, at most it would be a malacha shen tzrich.
Fine, it would be.
Why would you have a gzeira up to the malacha shen?
No, it wouldn't be the first time.
Why is there worse than kvashim and shlakos?
We'll get there.
Which is matter of a goof. It's the same case.
That's
right?
Different. That's mashkabo l'ocham. That's hadir mashkabo l'ocham.
We'll get there. That we'll get to in a moment when we get to Mr. Chayt and Nazaisa. So, one way or the other, what we have here in Shulchan Aruch is a gzeira shema yischot, right? Anytime you're makbid al meimav. Question is, when does it apply? Or does it apply for our, you know, if we are cleaning up a spill with a towel or a rag? So I saw that, and again, what's clear from the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch really, but the Mishnah Berurah is that if this isn't like a low plug. In other words, if it's the type of thing that you're makbid about, makbid al meimav, then it's aser, then we say gzeira shema yischot. And if it's the type of thing that you're not makbid about, then it's mutter, there's no gzeira shema yischot. And what's left for us on a practical level is to try to figure out what would be with our rags and towels, right? Are we concerned gzeira shema yischot or not? It's a very common question. So you saw the Orcho Shabbos says that if it's a smartut hasui l'nikuya shulchan v'aritzpah, it's a rag that usually used for cleaning the floor or the tables, so then it's mutter, there's no gzeira shema yischot. But if it's a towel, like a hand towel, then there is. Rags are mutter, towels are asur. So I didn't understand that, really. I don't know what the difference is. At least the way we use our towels and things. We usually won't use a towel if you have a rag. But if you are going to, you know, sometimes use a towel because you don't have a rag. And I don't think you're makbid. In other words, it's not like you're going to squeeze, again, maybe he's talking about different mitzvahs, it's not like you're going to squeeze out the water and then use that, dry the towel and use it to dry your hands now. What you're going to do is you're going to, when you're done, you're going to put it in your hamper and it's going to be washed. And you're not going to do schita. And if you are going to do schita, because the Gzer Shem Yitzchot, we're concerned that you're going to do schita to mop with it a second time, so you'll do that equally with a hand towel or a rag. So sometimes I get in trouble in my kitchen for confusing hand towels and rags and using hand towels as rags. And partially that's because I don't see why there should be a difference, but that shows you how much I know. Anyway, so the point is that I would think either you're going to say in both of them it's asar because of Gzeir Shem Yischot, or both should be mutter. My inclination is that they should both be mutter, because I don't think typically you're sochet those. You use them to dry up the spill, and then you put them with the dirty rags to get washed, and you don't wash them right away. So that's my inclination, but I could hear the tzad to be machmer for both. At least the way we do it in our house, I don't hear so much of a tzad to be machalik as the Orchel Shabbos suggests. Now, what about using a mop? Right? Let's say you have a dry mop. Could you use that to clean up the spill? So here, I think for sure it's pashat that we'd be gozer shema yischot. Maybe my muatim would be mutter for a rag. You have a mop. You have a mop and there's a small spill. So then, yeah, use your mop. But if it's a big spill, so then for sure the way you use mops are you use them and then you squeeze them and then you use them some more and you squeeze them some more and you use them some more and you squeeze them some more. So I think for sure there would be gzeir shem yischot for mops. So
what if it was something besides water?
Oh, we'll get there in one moment. Good question. So then I was saying this over at my Shabbos table a couple of weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. One of my daughters said, well, what about a dual action microfiber flip mop? So for those of you who don't,
this is the new Pasek or a weird family.
This is it. But she didn't use those words, actually. She said, what about that thing over there? But it happens. So then I tried to figure out what that thing was called because I wanted to tell you about it. So then I looked it up online, and that's what it's called. So what is it? What is it? It's like a mop, but it's not a mop that you squeeze out.
Sorry,
it's
again?
Oh yes, a dual action flip mop. Basically, it's those things that are like a flat mop. They're like a cloth on the bottom, and they're flat. And use them, especially like if you have a wood floor, you don't want to like get too much water on it. So it's like a flat, sort of like a cloth, and then there's a stick at the end. And you use it to mop or clean your floor. So there I thought, that for sure should be mutter because there's no gzeir shem yischot over here because you can't even do schita. It's not like mops that you could squeeze it out, right? It's flat. It's flat. You know what I'm talking about? Good. That's what I thought. So then I thought, no, maybe it should be aser because it's a psik reish schita if you use it to clean a spill. Right, which we sometimes do, actually. We use it to clean a spill because it absorbs some of that water. And then, assuming you're not just going to mop over the part where there's the spill, you're going to like go all around. So then what you're doing, basically, is it absorbs some of the water. And then when you push it to the new area where there isn't the spill, you're going to be squeezing out the water. So then I said, this is mamish the case of the sponge on a stick, the sponge with the handle. Right, sponge and handle. The Gemara says you can't use a plain sponge. We could use a sponge with a handle. So why? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and Ravid, or the Rambam and Ravid, as Aaron is pointing out. The Ravid says that even though it's a psik resh, it's mutter. This is one of the very interesting shitos. It's like a bucket. What does that mean? What does the Chazon Ish say, Aaron? No, please. You brought it up.
I don't understand the Chazon Ish. I don't understand the Ravish.
So the Chazon Ish says it's like opening up a door, meaning to say that does anybody have avamina that, you know, opening a door, closing up a door is bona, you know, you're finishing your house? The answer is no, it's meant to open and close. When this, the water is meant to go in and out, so you can't really say that's a problem. And we'll probably get back to this machlokas Rambam and Ravid a little later. But according to the Ravid, for sure, this mop thing would be mutter. The question is for the Rambam, Rashi. They sound like the reason why a handle is mutter is because it's not a psik resha. But if it were a psik resha, it would still be aser. So here, if it's a psik resha, it's aser. Then I thought, maybe it's not a psik resha. Maybe even though you spread out the water, it's just surface water. Ah, brings us back to our favorite discussion of wipes. Is it the pshat that the water is that's coming out here is like absorbed water that's coming out? These things aren't super absorbent. Maybe it's just surface water. Now, the truth is, it's much more makel than it wipes. Because even if there is some type of absorbed water that's now being psik resha, it's going to go out, right? But this is a psik resha de lo nichole. This is a psik resha de lo nichole. You're not interested in getting that water, spreading the water to other places, right? As opposed to wipes. Wipes are much more chamor because there, it's nichole. You want that absorbed water out. It's good for the baby's skin and the like. Here, you have no interest in the absorbed water in your flip mop coming out. You just want to you want to clean up your spill. You want to get any water into your mop. And okay, it's true that since you're not going to mop just in that place, you're going to sort of extend past the spill a little bit. So there might be a shtickle psik resha. Could be. I don't even know. I think it might be surface water. I think it might just... But even if it is a psik resha, so here it's much more kal shayla than the wipes. So I think you could make the case that should be mutter. Now, besides the gzeira shema yischot, there's another gzeira of shema yechabes. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Bei Sif Yud Aleph, Mishin Eslach Lechu Yado Betit, Mekancha Biznav Hasus. We talked about this a lot in the summer because of Muksa, but now we're done that. Uviznav Hapara, Uvimapa Hakasha Hasuya Lechos Ba Kotzim, Avalobim Mapa Shemekanchen Ba Yadayim, Shalo Yasa Kader Shosu Bechol, the Avali Detli Chabes Hamapa. So, here it sounds like, let's say you can't wipe your muddy hands on the towel lest you come to launder it. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Katan Nun Zayin, he says, with a smartut it's mutter, because you're not makbid if you slach lech. And therefore, I think over here, and again, it's not a low plug, just like the Gzeir Shem Yischa we talked about before. That's why I thought Bizman Azet should be mutter. Why? Because people, when they clean up a spill. So they might launder their rag or their towel because they've used it to clean up a spill, but they don't do it immediately. It's not like as soon as you finish, you like put it into the washing machine and turn on the washing machine or whatever it is. You put it into the hamper and the next time you go do a wash, you'll do this. So maybe this isn't bechlal the gzeir shema yischot. There's a little lamasho. Because gzeir shema yischot is a concern that you're going to wash it immediately, right? Nobody has a havamina that, I don't know, you can't blow your nose on a handkerchief, right? But why? It's just like the Shulchan Aruch says. Just like you can't wipe your dirty hands on a towel because you might launder the towel, so you shouldn't be able to blow your own nose on a handkerchief because you might launder the handkerchief. No, because handkerchiefs aren't the types of things that you launder immediately. You put them into your pocket to use another time, or if you're done, you put it into the dirty laundry and you launder it later. And I saw subsequently that the Orcho Shabbos, Arach Avdalid, makes a similar type of point, that for things that you don't tend to launder immediately, there's no Gzeir Shema Yischot. So you could make the case, though it's not so pashut, that it would therefore be okay to use both towels and rags to clean up a spill of water. Kavachomer, other things that are going to be for sure mutter, but even water would be mutter to use the towel or the rag to clean it up. I think a regular mop you can't use, and maybe those types of flat mops that can't be squeezed, pashtus, you could argue it should be mutter. Okay. Now, until now, we've been talking about cloth. What about plastic? So if you remember from the beginning of last year, we talked about leather. Leather, we said that we don't say shriyasu zukibuso on the one hand, but the Gemara also says that if you're mekas case, if you actually do squeeze it or agitate it, then there is going to be kibus deoraisa. So what are we going to say about... What does the Rambam say?
The Rambam quotes it in Chaf Beis. I mean, the Rambam
by
says
leather?
Yeah.
No, but it's a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Tezriya, it says that you could have kibbutz for leather.
I don't know what the Rambam does with that, but he quotes it by the din derabanan of Malabi. He doesn't quote it.
Even if you're,
he says by.
You have to look. I don't remember.
Together,
I don't remember, but that's not the Gemara. Zvachim says it quotes a pasuk that you're chayiv. Okay, so I have to look into that. Anyway. So what do we say about plastic? So we know also, I guess, going back to the discussion, that there's no kibbutz if something is totally non-absorbent. Right? For kalim, for example. So you're allowed to wash your dishes. Nobody said you can't wash dishes on Shabbos. Wood dishes, glass dishes are non-absorbent. So how do we treat plastic? So the pashtus, I would have said, yeah? Which halacha?
Yurches, Chaf Beis Yurches.
So we have to look at Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk, halacha Yurches, and Rambam, it sounds like there's no kibbutz at all deraisa by leather, and the question is then how does he deal with the pasuk in the pashtus Azriya? Okay, good. So I'll look back at that Blineder. Now, so what about plastic? So intuitively, I think we would all say plastic should be like, you know, glass or wood or the like, and therefore it should be mutter. There should be no shilas for plastic. However, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tezvav, Harachav Dal, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that he was unsure about this. Maybe, since it's a deraisa shila, we should be machmir. Not machmir like cloth, that we have to be worried about shriya, but machmir like ore. Maybe plastic would be like leather, like soft leather, in which case we shouldn't scrub it. It would be okay to pour water on it, but you shouldn't scrub it. Now, I assume that he's talking about soft plastic, which resembles leather in some way. In other words, it's not talking about... And in fact, actually, some soft plastics are absorbent. We'll talk about contacts in a moment. And there are some soft plastics are water permeable. We had a... plastic tablecloth that we put on top of our table, you know, like so it doesn't get spills on it. And so on Sukkot, I figured, okay, this is great. I'll put it on top of, we had a wooden folding table, and I put the tablecloth on, and then I put the plastic on top. And I didn't think I had to worry about the rain because there was a plastic tablecloth, not the disposable types, the thicker types, on top of my table. And then it turns out that my table got ruined, because it was permeable, not very permeable. Like if you spill a little bit of water on it, you could wipe off the water. It wouldn't go right through. The tablecloth wouldn't get wet. But if you leave the water on for a while, it actually soaks through the plastic, and it got the table. We'll get the tablecloth wet, and then it gets the table wet, and then it ruins your table. So plastic is not like, at least soft plastic. It varies. Again, when we talk about contacts, we'll see that soft lenses, which are made out of plastic, are very absorbent. And, you know, you could have a plastic sponge. I think probably our sponges are made out of plastic, actually. I would guess, though I don't know. So therefore, it's not so pashut to say that there's no kibbutz at all. That's why Shlomo Zalman said, you know, again, I think he's not talking about hard plastic. If you have plastic dishes, I think he would say you could wash those, plastic cups. But soft plastic, then it's not so clear that these resemble wood. Maybe they're more like leather, and it's going to be usser. Others disagree. The Or LeZion, it's quoted in Dirshu note 47, says, no, plastic is like eights. You don't have to be machmer at all. In one place, the Shevet HaLevi seems to be Mekel. Not so clear. Now, therefore, I would have thought that let's say you drop your pacifier on the floor, or you want to clean a baby bottle, which has a soft plastic nipple. So you could wash it, you could rinse it, but you couldn't scrub it, which is something that you might want to do, especially like the baby bottles. You like to scrub them to get them clean. That's what I would have thought, according to Shlomo Zalman. But he's makel for the nipples. He's machmir for the plastic tablecloth, but you can't scrub it. But he's makel for the nipples. So I didn't understand this. Why should there be a difference? They're both soft plastic. Either it should be matir, or it should be machmir. If he's going to be machmir, that you can't scrub down your plastic tablecloth, right? This comes up all the time. We use non-disposable plastic tablecloths. So when I first started using those, I thought for sure it's mutter to scrub them down, right? Sure, it's mutter to scrub them down. That's what I thought. And then I saw this. This is a while back. And I said, no, it's us. You can't scrub them down, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But then I don't understand. What's the difference between the nipple and the plastic tablecloth? Why is it also to scrub down the plastic tablecloth? It's mutter to scrub down the nipple. They're both soft plastic. She says, no. In the case of the nipple, it's different. Why? Because you're only cleaning the surface. I don't know. I don't see the difference. The only reason why really I'm only cleaning the surface is because there's nothing absorbed in reality. So, of course I'm only cleaning the surface. But if you're choshesh, then maybe there is some absorption. So, how do you know? So Rav Yashiv is machmir. He's consistent. He says you can't scrub the nipple or the pacifier or the like. As I understand, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, he's makel for the tablecloth and the nipple. I understand Rav Yashiv, he's machmir for both. But Rav Shlomo Zalman's, and Orach HaShabbos basically accepts this pshara, I didn't understand. Maybe I'm missing something. But I didn't understand the split. Yeah?
Are all soft plastics the same, though?
So if you're going to say, you have to be Mayan, go find a scientist and decide if this is so fine. But that's not what he was saying. He said some type of svara, that there's a difference. He wasn't coming out science. So if you want to say that way, go and find out if these are absorbent soft plastics or non-absorbent soft plastics, then good. That's a fine chiluk. Our new plastic tablecloth that we got for Shabbos is now non-absorbent, since that one from Sukkot messed us up. Got rid of that thing. Anyway, so, you know, that's fine. You want to give that kula, give that kula, but that's not what it sounds like he's saying. So I didn't understand. I thought either be consistent like the Mekilim or the Machmirim. Rav Moshe also, it's Yerodei Achelech Beis Simen Ein Vav, is also more or less as like Rav Yashiv. He thinks it sounds like Mikra Din, he's Matir, the plastic. But he says you should be Machmir. But he says, but if you do Shif Shuf Kal, that's going to be Mutter. Where's that coming from? You shouldn't really scrub your tablecloth, but a light scrub. So Rabbi Ribiat in Ha'arah 697 explains that Shif Shuf Kal is Aser Midrabanan by Or. If you take a look, that's where the way he's reading the Mishnah Berurah Simin Shin Beis Sif Katan Mem Aleph, and also Bir Alacha Dimaskal Avel Chabso. Stam Kibus, which is less than Shif Shuf, but more than Shich Shuch, is Aser Midrabanan. So, just pouring water is Mutter. Scrubbing by leather, Shif Shuf is an Issa Deraisa. And in between is an Issa Drabanan.
What's the in between called in Hebrew?
Stam Kibos is the way the Mishabura uses it. Yeah. Dibur Sif Katan Mem Aleph. We'll look at it in a second together. And also Nabir Alacha. So that's what he's saying with Moshe is being matir. So if you're rubbing it intensely, then it's a deraisa shiloh, you should best be machmir with your plastic tablecloth. And it's normal because you sometimes do want to rub it intensely. Let me give you an example. Like this week, So let's say grape juice spills, right? And then it dries up. If you like, you're quick to clean it up, so then it's easy to clean up. But you don't, you know, now you're setting the table the next day. It's been dry. The grape juice has been there for now 10 hours. So unless you scrub it, it's not going to get off. So that's going to be aser, according to Moshe. Now, another shaila, another example of this is gloves, dish gloves. This is a very common shaila, because if you wash dishes on Shabbos, which you sometimes have to do, especially if you have a lot of company, so you have to use cold water. And cold water is freezing after a while. Like a minute or two, you could handle the cold water. But then after a while, your hands start getting freezing when you're under the cold water for so long. So great solution. You want to use dish gloves. But what about soft plastic again? So Shlomo Zalman says that, well, it's okay. But if you want to clean your dish gloves, that's aser, right? Because like we said, to clean them, that's aser. To just rinse them, it's mutter. That's what, and sometimes you do want to clean your dish gloves, like they got dirty. And you don't want to get other things dirty. That's also I saw in Rabbi Karp's Sefer. Mutter l'shtamish b'kfafot gumi kedei l'kanech kelim, ach yesh lizar, so why is it mutter otherwise? And that's from the Minchas Yitzchak. When you're just washing the dishes, ein ze derech kibos, it's kein derech luchluch. So that's why he's matir. You're allowed to wash, use dish gloves to wash the dishes. That's derech luchluch. But if you want to then clean the dish gloves, so that would be aser. Now, two ha'aros before we go on to contact lenses. Number one is that if you have something made out of plastic, but it's woven, like nylon or the like, then for sure that's aser, right? This is similar to the chiluk that we said at the beginning about the baguette shel sak. Even though ein schita b'seyar, but if you weave the seyar into a baguette izim, so then it's aser. Then we would see the absorbed water into as that. Now, another interesting shaila was like this. Or Solotsky was asked this shaila. So somebody has a bib, a plastic bib, and it got all dirty. So what do they want to do? So they're machmir for Moshe, for Shlomo Zalman, so they're not going to scrub the bib clean, right? Even though it's soft plastic. They're not going to, you know, rinsing it off isn't going to work. So they're not going to scrub it clean. Good. So what do they want to do? They want to soak it in water till the end of Shabbos. Now, I've had this same idea. Why? Because then you prevent that the dirt from really getting caked in onto it, and it's easy to clean afterwards. You clean it easily on Motzei Shabbos. You just want to soak it in water. So great, that should be fine, because it's like leather, we said. We don't say Shiyasa Kibuso. But the problem is that on the edge of the bib is a little bit of cloth. Right?
You don't care about that.
So that's what I think Aaron is correct. If, assuming that the cloth part at the edge of the bib is clean, so then it's mutter, because that's derech luchluch. When you put this bib into this dirty, you know, soaking water with all the other dirty things, so that's going to be okay. But if it did get dirty, then that would be aser. And I think that would make sense. Okay. Now, what about contact lenses? So I've never worn contact lenses. I've never touched contact lenses. So I'm not very knowledgeable in these things. Thank you, Aaron. But
he doesn't see the purpose.
The Orchos Shabbos has a in Sif Mem, and then he has a whole essay on it in the back of the book. So first of all, you have to know there's two types of lenses. If we're talking about hard lenses, then it's okay. But if we're talking about soft lenses, so there's a big problem, potentially. Why? Because they are very absorbent. They are very absorbent. So we should be machmir. But maybe it's not that you could be mako. Why? Because lemaisa, it's not really getting cleaner. It doesn't look like it's getting cleaner. But what if it is? So the Orchos Shabbos is like this. This is in Ha'ari Yadalit and in the back. You shouldn't be mishafshef. And you shouldn't even put them, in other words, we're going to treat them like leather. You shouldn't even put them into cleaning fluid because that cleans them. But you are allowed to just put them into saline. Saline doesn't clean the stains on these contact lenses. It just keeps them moist or protected or the like. And then it's okay. I'm not sure. Yeah. Now, he adds the following, saying, what about the following? Maybe I should be able to clean them, because even with the cleaning solution, not just with the saline solution. Why? Because, after all, I don't see them getting any cleaner. In other words, it's not like your regular glasses. Like, you know, you look at them, they're all dirty, and then you clean them, and they get clean. Right? Cleaning regular glasses should be okay, because they're hard. Plastic or glass or whatever it is. Actually, the Aruch Shabbos is a tzad. We're going to get to that at the end of like polishing. Maybe if you use spray, cleaning spray, there's a tzad to be machmir about them also. I thought that was a very big chiddush. We'll get to that later. Anyway, but let's say soft contacts. So it's not like if you look at them before you put them in the cleaning solution for the night, they would like look dirty. And then when you put them, take them out, now they look clean. No, they look exactly the same when they come out as when you put them in. So maybe you could say that this too should be a mutter. However, and he quotes a very interesting Avnei Nezer on this topic. The Avnei Nezer, Simon Kuf Nun Zion, says that if you're not actually cleaning, it should be mutter. So why is it usher? Really, it should be usher for the following reason. Because, like we said about your undershirt also, or your shirt, or the like, which is you don't always notice something that comes out of the laundry as being cleaner than when it went in, but there's a slow accumulation. If you didn't wash put your contacts in a cleaning solution every night, as you're supposed to, so then actually, after a while, they would get cloudy and look dirty. And when you clean them overnight, so they are getting a little bit cleaner. Now, it's too subtle to notice. But that too is Bechalal Kibbutz. But in the end, the Aruch HaShabbos says, maybe it could be Matir, because maybe the Torah didn't asser something that's not Nicker. I saw quoted that the Minchas Asher, Simen Yudalad, Shelus Achuvos is Mekel. I couldn't find it, but I don't know, maybe the wrong Tzion. Rav Yashiv also, this is a tshuva in this tshuva svarim, Simen Chavav, and also I think it's the same thing that's printed in the back of the Aruch HaShabbos. And he says a similar type of thing. He says that you're allowed to put them in the saline. He quotes this Avnei Nezer. Fizeh Adashos Magasha Ladivriya Mumchan Shamaim Levlam Latochan Vem Rakan Bioser Yesh Ladunda Lav Arich Lamevad Hachi Lashrosam Bemaim Bishabis. He skips a little bit later. Achen Yesh Lomar Davla Machmirim Gam Kishain Davar Mos Alabeged Mikol Makom Shuyaso Mosif Bilibuno Shehare Habeged Hushchar Machmas Lavisha Kamoshkasva Rosh. Of a beged chadish and luban kotzarko, ain't shem osafa b'shriyaso, ain't kan melachas kibbutz. It's not going to be, it's not like the re. It's pashut that this is mutter, to put clean clothing in water. But even if you're like the Rashbam, maybe you should say it's going to be mutter if your mom is doing nothing. That's what we said before. Fiza, hayimakom lahatir, emayu rochsin es hadashos maga lefnos erev Shabbos. So it's going to be much if they're already clean and you're just putting them in saline solution to prevent them from coming dirtier. Then he quotes Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who seems to be machmir on the Shaila. Gets a machlokas in the Chassidish of Paiskim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you have to be machmir even though it's not getting cleaned. And the Avnei Nezer, I don't know what he's talking about. So that's what he says. He says, Lamaisa, assuming they're already clean, saline solution is okay. And I saw others try to argue that even a Shulchan Aruch HaRav isn't machmir. Again, Shulchan Aruch HaRav sounds like even something that's totally clean is still aser al tzkibus, and they argue that's not really what he meant. Fine. So, halacha l'maaseh, what do we say about the contact lenses? So, if they're hard contact lenses, certainly everything is mutter. If they're soft contact lenses, unclear, maybe they should be treated like leather. So, but even if we're machmir to treat them like leather, even if we treat them like leather, you shouldn't put them in cleaning solution. And even though we don't say shviyaso zeo kibuso by leather, here where we're talking about a cleaning solution, that's going to be worse. And if, but if it's just saline or the like to prevent them from getting ruined, so then it's going to be mutter. Anybody have contacts here? No? Okay, so if you can't help me understand that. So what we're going to talk about next time, Bezos Hashem, we'll start with Mesuchraisa de Nazaisa. That will be what we'll talk about next time, Bezos Hashem.
The 1-800 contacts eye society is not a problem between hard and soft contacts. We'll just assume
that what?
That they absorb.
Hard contacts do absorb?
No, they're just not machalic. Is that like schema separation?